Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
C-A-N-A-D-A. Tell me, what's a Douglas fir? C-A-N-A-D-A. Bet you never heard a bobcat purr. C-A-N-A-D-A. Have you ever seen a lobster crawl? In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls, in Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, tell me, what's a tidal bore? C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard the ocean roar? C-A-N-A-D-A, just listen to that wild goose call. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls, in Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard of Maple Creek? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen a mountain peak. C-A-N-A-D-A, in the land of the big snowball, in Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls, in Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever seen a magnetic hill? C-A-N-A-D-A, or a lady on a dollar bill? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen the autumn fall. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls, in Canada, we get to see them all. I say in Canada, we get to see them all.
Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. The late Stompin' Tom Connors opening the program with one of his great songs about Canada as we celebrate Canada's birthday. You'll be hearing more songs about this great country of ours. And I've been asked by several people to feature Stompin' Tom, but he recorded little to no gospel material. He was a great songwriter, and he wrote awesome songs about Canada. Today, the Gospel Trail is the perfect time to briefly tell Tom's story, and you'll hear many of his great songs as well. He was born Charles Thomas Connors on the 9th of February, 1936, at midnight in St. John, New Brunswick. He died on the 6th of March, 2013, in Ballinafad, Ontario. Tom was 77. His mother was Isabel Connors, and his father was Thomas Joseph Sullivan. Tom had a young sister, Marie, who died when he was only 4. Tom's early childhood was as hard as one could be. His mother begged and stole food on the streets of New Brunswick, and she was jailed, and young Tom was jailed with her. Tom was taken by the Children's Aid Society, and he was adopted by Laura and Russell Aylward from Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island. At the age of 11, Tom wrote his first song, Reversing Falls, Darling. Then at age 15, with a guitar strung over his back, Tom left Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island, and the country music of Wilf Carter and Hank Snow had a profound influence on young Tom, and he spent the next 13 years working various jobs, hitchhiking across Canada, spending the odd night in jail for vagrancy, a good place to be on a cold winter's night when you had no money and no food. Here's Stompin' Tom with Down Nova Scotia Way and My Home Cradled in the Waves.
One night in June beneath the moon I heard those fiddles play down Nova Scotia way, down Nova Scotia way. And as my boat began to float across that moonlit bay, I found a cabaret down Nova Scotia way. And as I walked upon the dock where friendly people say, you're welcome here to stay, they stole my heart away. And when the dance led to romance, I fell in love that day down Nova Scotia way, down Nova Scotia way. And the moon was shining bright as heaven whispered, tell her that your heart will never stray. Take her in your arms and when you kiss her, tell her that you'll never sail away. But the dawn was coming on and I just couldn't stay down Nova Scotia way, but I'll go back someday. And my boat again will float across that moonlit bay to where those fiddles play down Nova Scotia way. And the moon was shining bright as heaven whispered, tell her that your heart will never stray. Take her in your arms and when you kiss her, tell her that you'll never sail away. But the dawn was coming on and I just couldn't stay down Nova Scotia way, but I'll go back someday. And my boat again will float across that moonlit bay to where those fiddles play down Nova Scotia way. And my boat again will float across that moonlit bay to a little cabaret down Nova Scotia way. And that is where I'll stay down Nova Scotia way. There's a crescent-shaped island in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, my home cradled out in the waves. My garden of the Gulf, it's my million-acre farm, my home cradled out in the waves. I just can't wait for that good old Abigail while standing in Cape Tormentine. She's the only fairy fair, true and humble as a prayer. She's the beauty of the land for which I pine. There's an old mellow moon that shines there in June. He'll tell you of the good old country ways. He'll tell you with a smile, there's no place like P.E. Isle, my home cradled out in the waves. Through those old northern lights, maritime stars are bright, shining brighter no stars can be found. From Tignish on the end down to Surrey back again, you'll love our famous city, Charlottetown. A on old Prince Edward Island where the silver fox was born. Anne of Green Gables trod the ways. You should see the sunny tides down in good old Summerside, my home cradled out in the waves. The soil is so red and the ocean is fed by the little rivers running to and fro. In the winding brooks around, all the lazy trout are found, while the tourists in old home we come and go. Where old friends meet your welcome on the shores of Old Spud Isle, my home cradled out in the waves. My garden of the Gulf, it's my million-acre farm, my home cradled out in the waves. My little home cradled way out in the waves.
Stompin' Tom with Down Nova Scotia Way and My Home Cradled Out in the Waves. In 1964, at the age of 28, Tom found himself at the Maple Leaf Hotel in Timmins, Ontario. He was 5 cents short for a beer, and he told the bartender to put the cap back on the bottle. The owner saw Tom with a guitar, and he said if you play a few tunes, he could have a beer. This was the end of the beginning for Tom, and he played there for 14 months, eventually earning $35 a week. He also got a spot over CKGB Radio in Timmins, Ontario, and he started stomping his left foot, mainly to keep rhythm, and also so he could be heard above the noise of the barroom crowds. My friend Michael T. Wall was a close friend to Tom, and he remembers many times when they performed the nightclubs around the Toronto area, if they didn't sing the popular songs of the USA, the bouncers threw them out. With the stomping of his left foot, Tom damaged many stages, and it was July the 1st, 1967 on Canada Day in Peterborough, Ontario, at the King George Tavern when Tom was first introduced as Stompin' Tom. He now carried a piece of plywood to place under his boot to avoid damage to the stage. Here's Stompin' Tom with Believe in Your Country and My Stompin' Grounds.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down. But if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. Short on heroes, they trade our jobs away. And we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country, should come before yourself. You can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I've been all across this country, from the East Coast to the West, and I've been asked about 1,000 times what places I like best. While I've had to base my answers on the friendly people I have found, and if you're inclined to take the time, this is where you'll find my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Yeah, there was a time with a buddy of mine when a freight train was our abode, and we found people in this here land that would help a guy along the road. Some of them lived in the country, and others lived in town. But these are the people that made me proud to say this is my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And now you've heard my answer, it's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta.
My stomping grounds and believe in your country. One of Canada's great songwriters and stylists, Stompin' Tom Connors. In 1965, Stompin' Tom recorded his first song, one titled Carolyn, on the Rebel label. His first success came in 1969 when he released Bud the Spud. Bud the Spud reached number 30 on the Canadian country music charts, and then two number one songs followed, Big Joe Muffaro and one titled The Ketchup Song. Tom helped establish Boot Records, and in 1972, Moon Man Newfie reached number one. Other hits would be Sudbury Saturday Night, and two we'll never forget, The Hockey Song and The Consumer. The Consumer was the opening song for many years on the Canadian television show Marketplace. The Hockey Song was written in 1973, but it wasn't until 1992 that it was heard coast to coast. It was first played at an Ottawa Senators hockey game, but was soon played by all the NHL teams in the USA and Canada. Here's Stompin' Tom with a couple more. The first one is New Brunswick and Mary, and then there's one he recorded with some young folks. It's all about Canada and its capital cities.
I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. A I'll bet the salmon are all running now along the old Miramichi. And in Woodstock, the potatoes will be doing fine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary still in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. And I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I can see the cattle just coming home in Sussex where Mary lives, and I catch the glimpse of a moose in the lonesome pine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary's love in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. And I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Ottawa is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Ottawa and the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of British Columbia?
Victoria!
Victoria is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Victoria in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Alberta?
Edmonton!
Edmonton is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Edmonton in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Saskatchewan?
Regina!
Regina is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Regina in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Manitoba?
Winnipeg!
Winnipeg is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Winnipeg in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Ontario?
Toronto!
Toronto is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Toronto in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Quebec?
Quebec City!
Quebec City is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Quebec in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of New Brunswick?
Fredericton!
Fredericton is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Fredericton in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Nova Scotia?
Halifax!
Halifax is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Halifax in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Prince Edward Island?
Charlottetown!
Charlottetown is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Charlottetown in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Newfoundland?
St. John's!
St. John's is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the St. John's and the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Canada?
Ottawa!
Ottawa is a mighty good town. They never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Ottawa and the land we love. And here's to the maple leaf flag that flies up in Canada's sky high above.
Yay!
Stompin' Tom Connors with Name the Capitals and New Brunswick and Mary. In the early 1970s, Stompin' Tom took a no-holds-barred attitude to his championing of Canadian content. By taking up the fight for Canadian artists and Canadian content, most radio stations stopped playing Tom. His success came mainly from country and university radio stations. From 1971 to 75, he was awarded 4 Junos. Then in 1975, he released an album, The Unpopular Stompin' Tom Connors, and his record sales were limited. Also in the early 70s, he toured across Canada with his musical heroes, Wilf Carter and Hank Snow. On November the 7th, 1973, he married Lena Welsh live over CBC television. He won the Juno Award for Best Male Country Singer of the Year. Then he shocked the Canadian musical executives by returning all of his awards in protest of Junos given to expatriate Canadians. He retired and launched an 11-year boycott of radio and other media to protest their lack of support for identifiable Canadian material. Then in 1986, a group of young Toronto musicians crashed his 50th birthday party at his farm in Ballinafad, near Erin, Ontario. In 1988, Tom did return to public life, and he released an album, Fiddle and Song, which introduced the fiddle style he developed during his retirement. And did you know that Stompin' Tom could yodel? Here's Stompin' Tom with his tribute to Wilf Carter.
Hello, friends. This is Stompin' Tom Connors. And I'd like to dedicate this song to that old Alberta cowboy himself, Wilf Carter. De-yodel-dee-de-dee, de-yodel-dee-de-dee. In the year 1904, upon a cold December morn, in Port Hillford, Nova Scotia, Wilf Carter, he was born. Went to work for the local farmers at a very tender age, till the bush camps of New Brunswick hired Wilf for a better pay. And Wilf began to yodel-ee-de-lee in the backwoods of N.B., with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. From the Maritimes to Boston, now the wheat fields of the West, and the plains of old Alberta, they just seemed to suit him best. Punching cows and breaking horses was the life he loved to lead, and you'd always see Wilf Carter at the Calgary Stampede. And Wilf would always yodel-ee-de-lee on the streets of Calgary, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. When he sang, he played the guitar, telling stories that were true. For the songs he wrote were always about people that he knew. And he took his compositions down to Montreal by train, where he made his first recording and was on his way to fame. And Wilf began to yodel-ee-de-lee on the radio CBC, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Just a plain and simple cowboy with that old familiar grin. To the USA, Wilf Carter was now Montana Slim. From the hungry hobo jungles to the top recording star, and the people came by thousands when he strummed that old guitar. And Wilf would always yodel-ee-de-lee in a voice so young and free, with a yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Now the message of my story won't be hard to understand, and I think I speak for every hardcore country music fan. Though the modern record players have replaced the gramophone, I still love to hear Wilf Carter sing and play the cowboy song. And Wilf can always yodel-ee-de-lee anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Yeah, Wilf can always yodel-ee-de-lee anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, 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 yodel-ee-de-lee.
Stompin' Tom with a really good tribute to his musical hero, Wilf Carter. By the 1990s, Stompin' Tom's emphasis on Canada's history was getting him national support. In 1974, he had a television show consisting of 26 episodes that aired over CBC called Stompin' Tom's Canada. He founded three record labels, and he also helped many other Canadian artists as well. Michael T. Wall was signed to some of those same record labels. CBC Television were after Tom to do a musical special. Tom made a television special in 2005, and he put $200,000 of his own money towards that show. Brian Edwards of the CBC told him they were moving away from music and variety programming, and they were not interested. The DVD went on to sell more than 20,000 copies. Over the years, Tom auctioned many of his stomping boards. One board went for $15,000, and he gave that money to the homeless and mentally challenged in Orillia, Ontario. He was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1993, and he was on one of Canada's postage stamps. His awards are many, and Tom died on the 6th of March, 2013, at age 77, from kidney failure. The House of Commons paid tribute to Tom by singing Bud the Spud. In 2014, a statue of Tom was placed in downtown Sudbury. On March the 13th, 2013, a memorial was held for Tom in Peterborough, Ontario. Tommy Hunter was there, along with Governor General Adrian Clarkson, Ken Dryden, and Michael T. Wall, and hundreds more. Tom sold millions of records, and the awards and tributes are still coming. To date, I think 9 books have been written about Tom. With what I said here, I've only touched on the Stompin' Tom story. He was a great supporter of Canadian talent and one of Canada's greatest songwriters. The hockey song is considered Canada's second national anthem. A true Canadian, one who as a youngster didn't stand much of a chance to amount to anything. Stompin' Tom Connors, the boy from St. John, New Brunswick, and Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island. The boy, the man, who did it his way. Tom wrote around 500 songs, and he was a cousin to New Brunswick's fiddling sensation, Ned Landry. And friends, I hope you enjoyed Stompin' Tom Connors in the Gospel Trail Spotlight today. Another great song he wrote about Canada, one called Canada Day, Up Canada Way.
It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the first day of July. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, when the maple leaf flies high. When the silver jets from east to west go streaming through our sky. We'll be shouting hooray, up Canada Way, when the great parade goes by. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the coast of Labrador. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, on the wide Pacific shore. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, when the long cold winter's done. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, for the great days yet to come. Where maple trees grow maple leaves when the northern sun is high. We're Canadians and we're born again on the first day of July. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's It's Canada Day, up Canada way, from the lakes to the prairies wide. Hammer shouting hooray, up Canada way, on the St. Lawrence River side. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. We raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever.
Friends, our featured artist, Stompin' Tom Connors, with Canada Day Up Canada Way. And if you're just joining us, we're playing songs about Canada and our provinces. We became a nation on July the 1st, 1867. On Wednesday, Canada will be 159 years old. And friends, in about 25 minutes, I'll be closing with a rare recording by Ron Goodwin and Joyce Downey. I hope you'll be around for that. A couple more songs. Michael T. Wall does a great job on this Roy Payne song, Little Boats of Newfoundland. And then we hear from Eddie Legere, originally from Jogins, Nova Scotia. Eddie wrote this one, I'm Proud to Be a Canadian.
When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland, God do me a favor, guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the fury of the sea. Cause those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. My mother told me stories when I was just a little boy, about those little boats off Newfoundland. Sometimes she made me cry. She'd tell me of the dangers and the hardships off the sea that will remain till the day I die in my memory. Brave men, she said, is what they are, those who face the icy wind, knowing as they leave the sheltered coast they may never return again. And then as teardrops fill my eyes, she'd hold my tiny hand and say, son, the proudest thing on earth are those little boats of Newfoundland. The shores of Newfoundland, God do me a favor, guide them with your hand, protect them from the dangers and the fury of the sea, cause those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. Yes, those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
My great forefathers of Confederation assembled in a place called Charlottetown. In a legislative chamber they were seated to form this great dominion they were bound. From 1864 to 67 were trials and tribulations, so they say. With guidance from my Father up in heaven, made this our Canada today. And I'm proud to be a Canadian, to live in a land without fear. And I'm sure we'll all be together in happiness for many, many years. Fathers of Confederation united every province in this land, and the great railroads were linked together. It must have had a touch of our God's hand. And now today we are a nation, and I'm standing on the soil I love so dear. For many of our friends have died in battle, so we could live in peace throughout the years. And I'm proud to be a Canadian, to live in a land without fear. And I'm sure we'll all be together in happiness for many, many years.
I wonder how many remember Chuck Stewart. His album is called My Nova Scotia Home and Other Great Hits, issued on Arc Records around 1962-63. The liner notes say that Chuck was born in New Brunswick and raised in Amherst, Nova Scotia. I do know Chuck was a special guest on the Doc and Chickie Williams show at the Krang Plaza in Toronto in the mid-1960s, performing Hank Snow songs, and he was a big hit with their audience. His ARC album seems to be well produced, and Chuck will sing My Nova Scotia Home, written by Mickey McIntyre from Cape Breton. Hank Snow, of course, made this one famous, and then we go to Hank with Ray Griff's Canadian Pacific. And it sure is evident that Chuck Stewart was a Hank Snow sing-alike.
I'll always cherish thee, the blue Atlantic sky. Well, the shores out in Cameron, with the goldens on the rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms breathing you can't swallow. Back in dear old Nova Scotia, the Palouse I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engine throbbing make their way toward the west. And the sturdy fishing schooners sway so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and the lover's soul. Thank you.
this great dominion, I have traveled far and wide.
Well, the shores out in Vancouver tells the blue Pacific tide.
I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat field golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where a contented cattle graze. Where the pretty robin redbreast seeks his loved ones in the trees, and the French dialect in old Quebec keep a calling out to me. It seems to say beyond your way there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolk are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. God came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest. I take him to my Nova Scotia home, a place of love the best.
I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished the salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see the rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm, sweet kisses when you rode into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise in all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above, I got to British Columbia and heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of...
Friends, next, it's the Larry Murphy Trio. Larry wrote I Love You, Canada. Then it's one titled Prince Edward Island by Mary Lou McClure from her Master's Bouquet album.
I see your beauty every morning when the sun comes shining through. I've seen countless sights like northern lights. You're an old friend, tried and true. And in years from now, I'll remember how I was proud to take a stand. I love you, Canada, my home and native land. I see our future in our children, so proud and strong and free. One family, hand in hand, from sea to shining sea. I know this father's son is not the only one doing everything he can. I love you, Canada, my home and native land. And even when times are bad and it's been hard to make it through, this country together will stand on guard, and I always will love you. Now it's time I say in my own way, so all will understand. I love you, Canada, my home and native land. I love you, Canada, my home and native land.
There's a beauty.
Friends, Mary Lou McClure from Murray River, Prince Edward Island, with one called Prince Edward Island, the Larry Mercy Trio, I Love You Canada, and other songs on the last half of this program were Canadian Pacific by Hank Snow, My Nova Scotia Home was Chuck Stewart, I'm Proud to Be a Canadian, Eddie Legere, Little Boats of Newfoundland, Michael T. Wall, and now for a rare recording, Ron Goodwin and Joyce Downey were prominent figures in the Canadian country music scene for their work in the Maritimes as part of the Ron Goodwin and the Golden Valley Boys. Ron and Joyce collaborated on several recordings. In 1974, RCA Camden issued a various artist album, Country Songs of Our Country. And from that album, I have This Land Is Your Land by Ron Goodwin and Joyce Downey. And friends, I hope you enjoyed our Canada Day program. Happy Canada Day.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to the Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake water. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me the endless skyway. I saw below me the Golden Valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to the Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land was made for you and me.
I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps to the first top forest, up a mighty mountain, and all around me a voice was calling. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to the Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land was made for you and me.
When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dark clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from Bonavista to the Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista to the Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.